All right. Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Self May V, and I got my co-host on the line, Lady Boss J. How you doing, lady?
I'm good this evening. How are you?
Oh, good, good, good. I am waiting on superstar Courtney to join in with us. She is having some technical difficulties.
Okay.
I'm going to give her some direction. She's getting a message that says to join us. So we're going to wait for her to tune in and join us with you. Lady Boss J, can you hear?
Oh, I can hear you now. Sorry.
Right, you must have been on mute or something. I'm telling you, we're going to get past these technical difficulties. This is our WCW podcast live Wednesday for our Women Crush Wednesday. We got some bosses that we're going to be joining in for our live segment this evening. Are you excited?
Oh my God. Her bio is amazing, let me tell you. So I
Yes.
am excited to hear from her and what she has to say. So it's definitely something to tune into.
I know, I know. So we're going to try to get her on the line, but in the meantime, I want to give our listeners a little snippet of kind of what we're working with here. So sit back and our Courtney, and we're going to play a little bit of her music for you. Go right ahead. Yes, all right. So that's just a little snippet
Yes.
I have going on tonight. So, I'm excited. This girl's been doing her thing. I kind of came across her on Facebook and was just scrolling by, and I was like, whoa, did you hear them vocals? So it was just amazing to hear her on Facebook. She was doing a cover for a Beyonce song, and I heard her voice and was like, oh my gosh, we have an angel on earth. So
Yes.
I'm excited for you to meet her. She's going to be amazing. And I think we have her on the line. So hello, superstar Courtney, how are you?
Hi.
Oh, so you are on the line with Self Made V and Lady Boss J. Lady Boss J, go ahead and introduce yourself to superstar Courtney.
Hi, it's so good to finally have you on. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I can't wait to get into get a couple questions in with you and hear about what has been going on with you.
Yes.
For having me. I had to get my daughter set up because I'm a mommy and I still have to get my mommy life together.
Of course.
Oh, yes. It looks like, uh-oh, wait a minute. I think we may have lost superstar Courtney. Let me see if we can get her to join back in. Sometimes these iPods or podcasts and all these technology, I mean, none of us are IT. Okay, let's be real about that. I have
That's
no
definite.
IT experience. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get her back on the line, and we'll give our callers a little bit more of her. Oh, there she is. She's back. Yay.
Yay.
Oh, I know what happened. Let me try to hurry up.
Yeah. Look, I'm a HR. We look, ain't none of us IT people. So, hey, we jump in and jump out. We're late. We're women bosses. That's what we are.
Yes.
And
we have make it work.
We make it work. Absolutely. So, Superstar Courtney, you know, I've been dying for this. And I told her I am going to be the president of the fan club.
Yes, you did. I remember that.
So you already know I am a super, super fan. And we're going to jump right into who you are and a little bit about your background. Go ahead and tell our listeners where you're from and how you started singing.
Well, I'm from Orlando, Florida. I'm kind of like, I was back and forth in between Tampa, Florida and Orlando like my whole life, but I was born in Orlando, kind of raised in Tampa. And I got started singing from as far back as I can remember, like 8 years old, but my family's, they have VHS tapes still to this day. You know, we don't even have a way to play those, but they have VHS tapes like showing me singing at like 2 years old. So like I started singing at like 2 years old, traveling locally throughout Florida with my family. And my background is gospel. So I started singing like gospel music growing up with my family. And I finally branched off and did my own thing when I turned 18 and, you know, started going off and pursuing my own music career, things like that.
You definitely branched off. I'm sorry, because we also able to and you know get your bio. It was juicy. I had to share it with my co-host. Co-host, okay. Go ahead and tell me what you thought about her bio.
After going over your bio, I was really impressed. You know, you started really, really young, and what you've accomplished already, you should be very proud of yourself. Not a lot of people can even, you know, get to that point. And just listening to your song that Vito is playing, your voice is just, it's amazing. And I see a bright, bright future for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And speaking of voices, we were kind of looking at some of your description of your background. And there was a time where your voice, which is your gift, we all know that our gifts, our talents come from our creator. But there was a time you had some issues. You want to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah,
a little?
When I had my daughter, so my daughter's 4 years old now. So about 4 years ago, when I had my daughter, I was told by I went to my ENT and my ear, nose, throat doctor, you know, getting all my regular checkups after pregnancy, you know, trying to bounce back and recover, that I had some vocal cord damage is what my doctor told me, and that I wouldn't be able to sing or my range wouldn't be where it used to be, and just a lot of different things. And it was just kind of like very shocking for me and very depressing, because I never went without my gift, you know, and this is what I've always had. And I never thought about it being taken away from me, from me. So, you know, you hear the saying all the time where, you know, if you don't use it, you know, God will take it away, or, you know, different sayings like that. And, you know, people just kind of yeah all the time, but it's true. It could be taken away in an instant, just like that. So I told myself, I said, you know what, if I bounce back from this, I promise that I'm just going to give it my all from now on. Like, and it means more to me now than it ever has. That's why I never, ever, I always take advantage of every opportunity to the max now. So, yeah.
Well, that's the reason why I brought that up, because again, our podcast is about empowering other women, and it's always good for someone to have a testimony. I tell everybody, you have a book.
your life, regardless of what you've gone through, you have a book. You can put it on paper and publish it, and somebody else is going to listen to it and be inspired. So I wanted to just, I hope I didn't get touchy, but you know, I didn't want to touch on things that are not appropriate.
No, it's okay. For that yeah, moment. No, I like sharing that because I think that it's sometimes those things need to be shared because you never know who can help. Like one of the things that I know that I want to do once I'm able to be in the position is to like help a lot of mothers who went through like postpartum, because that was a part of what I went through after I had my daughter really bad. And those are the things that mean a lot to me that people don't know about, you know. And yeah, I want to create centers and just do a lot of things to help, you know, women, you know, all the women, young girls coming up, this next generation under me and years to come. So yeah, that's really important to me.
Very, very. Boss Lady J, do you have a question for Superstar Courtney?
I want to know who... And at what age did you feel who and actually inspired you?
Uh-oh. Boss Lady J.
Okay, are we having some breakup?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, all right. Boss Lady J, can you hear us? Okay, she might be having some technical
difficulties.
Again, we are not IT.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm staying by, but we'll wait for her to join back in. But I had a question for you, though. I want to know if you could do a duet with anybody living or
deceased. Boss Lady J here.
Because we... Okay, she back. Listen, Jessica, I'm asking a question. I'm sorry, you kind of lost your spot. So I'm going to jump on in and do what I do. So I was asking Superstar Courtney if she could do a duet with anybody living or, you know, no longer with us, who would that be?
Well, I know this sounds like super cliche, but it would be Beyonce.
Well, you know what? Hey, since she's been rocking, what's the girl, Chilla, and she's been blowing up. I had twins.
I know.
Back.
Yeah.
I was with my husband. I've been a Beyonce fan since forever. We was going back and looking at old Destiny Child stuff, and I mean, just seeing her as a kid to where she is today, then yeah, girl.
Here's the thing, like ever since I was a little girl, like my mom used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and she would go to the gym, and you know, I'm the youngest of three girls. My sisters would be asleep and I always get up with my mom and I say, Mom, can I go to the gym with you? And she'd be like, oh, come on, Courtney. And so she let me go with her, and you know how in the morning they'd be playing those music videos on TV, like random in the gym, you know. Well, they used to have music videos on in the gym when I was little. So when I go with my mom while she's exercising, I would be like over in a room, like looking at those videos, and I would see Beyonce, and I love Beyonce. I would be like dancing with her, singing with her.
Your fake microphone.
And so my mom was just like, oh my gosh, like ever since I was a little girl, I just love Beyonce. I mean, she's super huge now, but like I just always loved her ever since. That's just always who I really, that's my number one right there.
Shout out to Beyonce. Okay, Lady Boss J, are you there? Okay, ask your question, sweetie. I'm so sorry we don't have any IT on standby. But the interview, ours is still going to be fire. Yeah. So go right ahead. Go jump in and do
your thing. All right. Are you currently working on any projects at the moment?
I am. I'm trying to I'm actually thinking that I'm going to make it an album, but I'm not sure yet because I have a lot of other things in the works. So like right now I'm in the process of trying to get back on TV. I can't really go into that much of it right now,
right?
But I am in the process of doing some things with that. And then I record because I have my home studio like every day. So I'm in the process of kind of trying to record and make up.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear us?
Testing.
Is this Jessica? Ladies, Jay. Okay, so again, it's when you are doing a live podcast, anything goes. Because we all bosses, we play it off and make it look pretty. So it doesn't even really matter. We jump in, we jump out, we come back in, we pick up where we left off, and that's how life is, period. You should never fall and stay down there. Get up. And that's what we do.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Hello.
Do I got everybody? I got Lady Boss Jay.
Can you hear me?
And I got
we're here.
Okay, say it again. I'm sorry. It cut out.
I was just talking about how the podcast, it either we bounce out, we bounce in, but it's, yep. Can you hear us? Oh, yeah, we here. We here. All the Lady Bosses is on the line. Are we all, here? Okay, so what we have is a star in the rise, and we are able to actually get a little insight into superstar Courtney's life. And speaking of star on the rise,
I don't know what happened. If you guys can hear me, let me know. I mean, you girls, let me know. I'm still here.
Can you hear?
I can hear. Yeah, just sing a tune. Just sing a tune, and we hear you.
We are here. Can y'all hear?
I'm still here.
Okay, so we're all Jessica, can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay, superstar Courtney, can you hear?
But yeah, I'm still creating every day in the studio and things like that. So,
all right, she can't hear us, I don't think. Okay, hold on, I'm about to hang up.
What are you doing?
All right, we're back. I got my girl Lady Boss Jay back on the line. Girl, like I think we got an IT dude. Oh no, that's just my white neighbor. Okay, so he real cool though. But okay, so we're waiting on superstar Courtney to come back in, and I think we have her. So welcome back, superstar Courtney. We're all here.
Yeah.
So I was just telling her, like, the next time, everybody knows we're just starting out, but our next go around when we have you on here and you're like all superstar-ish and all of that.
Yes, I hope so.
Our equipment, like bossed up. It'll be bossed up. So, but go ahead, Lady Boss Jay. She wanted to finish asking her question.
Oh, okay. So we were going over the projects that you were currently working on. I know that you said that there could possibly be something, a TV appearance. I think that you said
yes. I am so excited. I don't know. I can't really talk about it too much. It's a big network. Everybody watches it. It's a huge show. So hopefully, I've already gotten two callbacks already. So I'm just waiting. So.
So what do you think the time frame is for that? Like,
it's about about 3 to 4 weeks. So hopefully. Wow.
I'm glad we got the exclusive then.
Yes.
I know. Yeah.
I'm excited for you. We are wishing you the best. The best for you, for your family. And, you know, I just wish everybody could hear your voice. And hopefully, you know, that happens for you. You know, we are all about empowering women and, you know, tap into your gifts, y'all. Don't waste them.
Yes.
Like she said, sometimes they can be there, and as soon as they're given to you, they can be taken away. So don't lose them, use them. That's about to be our slogan.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right, so Superstar, tell us how we can reach you, and for everybody who wants to have you on as features and stuff, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, so you can follow me on all of my social media at Superstar Courtney. My name is spelled Courtni. It's actually not Courtni. I need to actually correct that on Facebook. But it is Superstar, the regular spelling.
Courtney, C-O-R-T-N-I. So you can find me on all of my socials at Superstar Courtney. And yeah, to find all my music, youtube.com, Superstar Courtney. And here come my pretty baby. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say, I hear some mommy duties calling.
Yes, yes.
I am an awesome Mother's Day, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm 24-7 mommy, like everybody knows. Anytime I'm shooting videos, she's behind the scenes with me doing photo shoots in the studio, anywhere I am. They're like, she brings her baby with her everywhere. Like,
everywhere. You better know it.
Yeah.
She's going to be in the next rising superstar.
She is. She is.
Speaking of which, our next guest we got is Busy Bones, baby's mother. Now, her daughter, y'all, she's so talented. I don't know if it's just like genetic or yes. what, but she harmonizes just like Busy do. So hopefully,
when they grow up around it, you can't really help it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, y'all. So that was it. That's our interview, our WCW boss, woman boss for the evening, Superstar Courtney. And I want her music. So you guys can just sit back and relax and enjoy it. She already told you where to find her. Lady Boss Jay, that's, you know what, that is like my other half. I talk, she talk, we fill in, we ad lib. All right, say something.
It was really nice speaking with you, and I hope to have you on in the future. And okay. I wish you the best in everything that you do.
Thank you so much for having me, y'all. I love y'all. And I don't care how big I get, I will do this again. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I know. All right.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Here you go. Here goes some Superstar Courtney for you.
I know when I call, you'll be on your way. I know cause it's been all the way. You make me feel when you do for me. When I think about you, baby, everything in my life, what's wrong? You go ahead and put it on me. The sex is up to God. I want to see God. The love is lost, it's stronger than it ever was. You're so good to me. Anything I need, you don't ever leave. When I think about you, you're the one for me. As far as I can see, we are meant to be. Forever, baby. And I'm steady thinking about you.
Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't getting the whole thing. Y'all got to go buy it. It's your girl, Superstar Courtney, y'all. WCW Podcast. We here to empower the women. Y'all, make sure y'all tune in. This is just the beginning. It's a unified movement. Hot topic, we out.
All right, well, we made it through a WCW podcast. It was our very first one with a special guest. And we understand that we have to test out our equipment a little bit beforehand. But we're brand new to this game, y'all. But we about to take over. This is just the first interview. We have so many more to come. And we want to make sure we have the equipment bossed up for these bosses. Y'all gotta understand, we can't have them coming to no little shaky podcast. That's not what we're about here. But we are about empowering other women and helping everyone reach their goals. That's our motivation, is to see other women learn and listen to some of the these women who are going through these journeys, and they're letting you know that it's not always been easy, but they persevered. So that's what we're all about. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday. We'll do another podcast. We ain't stopping for some technical difficulties. What? Technical difficulties? That's what we say to them. We coming back to you next Wednesday with another WCW podcast with more great entertainment, more bosses, more women making moves, y'all. They making moves. Did y'all hear what Super Courtney just said? She's going to be on TV, and we're getting exclusive from these bosses. So y'all check us out. We'll be here next Wednesday. It's yourself, girl, self maybe. And again, technical difficulty. What? This is our podcast. We do what we want. Hot topics, no gossip. We out.